Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here live at Startup Riot 2015. That's hashtag Riot15. And you can follow us and see who we're interviewing, when we're interviewing them. And you can listen live at brxlive.com for the event so you can hear all of the action. I'm excited to have Amanda Marrow. She is one of the presenters here at Startup Riot. Welcome, Amanda.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Now, is this your first Startup Riot? Have you ever been here before?
It is. It's my first one.
All right. So get in front of the mic. You know that you're in a good spot if you can hear yourself.
Awesome.
And are you a little nervous?
I'm a little nervous just because it's my first one. But we're so excited.
What time is your presentation?
We are the last slot.
The last? You're the headliner.
We're not.
You're the headliner.
Exactly. We are not the absolute last presentation.
Right, but the last
the
group?
Yes.
And what is your firm?
We are partner. So we are Connecting Creatives. It's like a LinkedIn for creatives.
And then how'd you get into this?
I went to Savannah College of Art and Design.
Oh, cool.
So I am around.
SCAD.
Yes, I went to SCAD. And I'm around a ton of talented creative people all the time who always want to collaborate but don't. And so then I entered the advertising industry where I ran into the same problem. So it's like there's got to be a fix for this.
And then, so your fix is what?
My fix is creating a platform for creatives to get on and look at each other's work and work lifestyle via the platform.
Uh-huh.
And then also creating incentive to get off of the platform and get face-to-face.
In real life, right?
Yes.
That IRL.
Yes. So adding value to that digital connection, getting face-to-face.
Now, did you have this personally a problem? Where you saw people out there that, wow, that must be cool. I'd love to work with them. And how am I going to connect with them?
Yes. So that's exactly how I ran into the problem. I was constantly meeting creatives or I would go to events and I wouldn't have the chance to talk to everybody I wanted to talk to. So I was like, there's got to be a way that I can connect to these people a little bit more direct.
And then, so what does the platform look like? So, say I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Can I fit in there, or is that?
Yeah, you definitely can. So, you can import any of your articles from any website, wherever you have them.
Right.
They will just live right on your feed, right on your content feed. It's like curating your lifestyle.
Is it like Pinterest?
Yes, it's similar to Pinterest.
Okay.
It's got a grid feed.
So just the variety of creative people's portfolio pieces are kind of flowing in front of me, and I'm like, oh, I really like that. Artist.
Right.
I'd love to work with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check them out. And then I click on it and then I can get more information and maybe see more of their stuff.
Right. So once you follow someone, if they follow you back, you become partners.
Oh.
So you can then message each other and you have, you know, full capabilities of contacting each other.
Now, how far along are you in this?
We are in build mode. So we're planning to launch our beta beginning of June.
Now, how'd you get the word out to creatives to kind of participate?
So we are partnering with some organizations like Savannah College of Art and Design.
I bet you had some contacts there.
Yes. Thank you. And then we also are targeting events. So really tagging creative events and getting the attendees on. And then also we have a big influencer campaign for people to really be ambassadors of partner.
Now, was this your first startup?
Yes, it is.
So what have you liked and not liked?
I loved the fact of being able to just work with other people. All of my co-founders are creatives.
Right.
And then they have a profession at the same time.
Right. A day job.
Yes, a day job. And then we're creatives in our hobby time. I would say it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot more time than I would have originally expected, but I love it.
Now, what part of the... in the company, what role do you have? Are you the coder? Are you the person who builds the platform? Are you the...
I'm actually the CEO. So I do mostly business development, team growth, mission control. I like to call myself the designer in chief.
So you kind of have a vision of how you want this to look and operate.
Yes.
And then right now, was it hard to find the people to do the technical stuff?
It wasn't, just because my going to SCAD.
Your network was
yes.
so strong. Your partner network was
yes.
so strong.
And I actually knew him from being a musician. and I knew he coded it as his day job. So I asked him, you know, how in depth are you at coding? He was like, oh, I build software and I can do this in a heartbeat. So I was like, okay, cool.
You're in.
Yep.
So is it just you two?
No, we actually have our third co-founder, which is David Paul. He's an architect.
Right.
And then he also runs his own sustainability business. So we pulled him in for biz dev.
Now, are you self-funded or do you have investors?
We are actually looking for funding right now, but right now we are self-funded.
Self-funded. And then who's doing the presenting?
I am.
You are?
Yes.
So did you get to go through some of the coaching?
I did.
How was that?
It was great. Kenji was awesome. He gave me some great advice and gave me some questions to look out for.
You got to watch out.
Yes.
You know, they're going to ask you the hard questions.
Yes.
Now, so what is your monetization plan?
Cool. So
that might be one of the questions.
Yes, I know. And I'm prepared for it.
Right.
So we have two revenue streams. So anybody can use the app for free. Creators can use the app for free.
Wow.
Where it becomes where you pay a subscription fee is for businesses. It's based on size of your business. And then it's also for creators that want to access our what we like to call career labs. So if you want deals on our strategic partnerships and co-working space, we have that for you.
Okay. So they get a more enhanced membership?
Yep.
And they're called partners. And it's not, do you call them members too? Or are they?
No, we call them partners.
So they can get maybe an enhanced partner experience.
Yes, exactly.
And so how close are you to having something kind of live and beta?
We're actually very close. So we want to launch our beta end of May, beginning of June.
Mm-hmm.
And we already have a subscriber list. So we're excited about it.
So you could kind of pre-register?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can pre-register. We will send you the betas as soon as it goes live.
And where can they go to learn more about that?
They can go to our website. That's partnerinc.com, PARTNRINC.com.
And then so they can sign up and be part of that mailing list so they
yes.
can get kind of first shot at this?
Mm-hmm. First shot.
And how was your experience at SCAD?
I love SCAD. I absolutely love it.
Did you do the one here in Atlanta or in Savannah?
I did Atlanta. I wanted to go to Savannah for a couple quarters, but I played on the tennis team in Atlanta, so I could not transfer. But I love both campuses. It's great.
And so they've really helped you out in this endeavor, too, because they're giving you access to some of their resources?
Yes, exactly. They're all about collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're trying to find ways to connect the interdisciplinary majors
right.
to each other. And so they've been just helpful, just great people.
Now, you mentioned that this is connecting the world's creatives. Is there a sweet spot or is it more art driven, more graphic, more web?
It's actually across the board. And the reason for that is we're really focusing on interdisciplinary creatives connecting. So I'm a filmmaker by study, and I may need a graphic designer or
right.
I may need a motion media.
What about actors, actresses? They're there too?
Yep, they're there too. I may need actors. I may need actresses. A lot of photographers that we've talked to, they're always
right.
like, I want to do a portrait series. I can't find the right models I want. So
models.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Well, once again, the website is PartnerInc, PARTNRINC.com.
Yes.
And Amanda Mero, best of luck
Thank
in
you.
Presenting. I don't think that you'll have any problems.
Thank you.
And a pleasure meeting you and look forward to learning more about you as you grow.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. You can also follow us on Twitter.
Of course.
At PartnerInc.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Startup Riot 2015.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmyBooth.com.